op om het alles. Meestal mes, dat is wat is de melk. Zo, meestal mes, die zullen we overtaken bij de bewustmende melk.
In Kaye, we beginnen als een sheepheid, of het schimpje als een sheepheid. Zo, de Jews, we may ashamed, die kunnen in Kaye, de mitzvah, van God, zaren, shalom, molik, toe. And then, get ready to build the building, a priori. And they didn't do it. They failed in their mitzvah of Achos Azare Shalamalek, even though they had the Shevet, who could carry out the mitzvah of Achos Azare Shalamalek, and they failed in the mitzvah of Bimis Afchire. Because of that, they won it. Because of that, they won it. Now, when the Ramban says, now the Ramban also agrees with the Ramban, that Minu Melech is a mitzvah. Minu Melech is a mitzvah. And the Ramban says, that the reason as to why Shmuel Hanavi was so angry at Jews for demanding a Melech, and that means it's not Shmuel Hanavi, it was the Dvar Hashem. There was his Etin Lo and Melech Be'api, the Ekar Be'evrosi, Etin Melech Be'api, the Chol, Chazal said. So it was Biapi, so the Kaviyochel was angry at the Jews for demanding the Melech. So the Ramban says, why was the Kaviyochel angry at the Jews for demanding the Melech? Because after all, there is a mitzvah of Minu Melech. Because, so the Ramban says, the Kaviyochel was angry at them. Because, at that time, before they appointed Shaul as a Melech, so who was their Shefet? Who was their Shefet? Shmuel Hanavi. Now, Shmuel Hanavi, so even according to the Rambam Shite, now the Rambam Shite is that the Shefet does not have the Chalish and Manik of Kol Yisrael. But Hanavi has.
Which
way? Hanavi has. So even according to the Rambam, there was no mitzvah of appointing someone other than Shmuel. After all, Shmuel was there here to foreshadow, and Shmuel was in Obi. So Mimele, since the Rambam himself says that the whole chiyu of Limnei Solin Melech is because he covets Kolom Maseinu V'Yanigay. So the Kashi is, according to the Rambam, if the whole purpose is to be Mikavitz Kolom Maseinu Yanigeinu, why do we have to appoint the Melech? Let us appoint the Shevet. It's according to the Rambam, it's no Kashi altogether. Because, and according to the Ramban in Chaname, according to the Ramban, you can be Mikayim. If you appoint the Shevet, who is Hilel Midarki Atei of a Mitzvah, so you can be Mikayim the same Mitzvah. Because he can be Mikavitz Kolom Maseinu Yanigeinu. But according to the Ramban, so, with the Shevet, no matter how great the Shevet is, so let's say even the Shevet like Gideon, so you could not be Mikhail the Mitzvah because he cannot become the manik of Klal Yisrael. He can only be a manik of Jews Yechidim, 10 million Jews, 12 million Jews, as many Jews as there are, but not the manik of Klal Yisrael, Kigush Echot. So, according to the Ramban, so the reason is why we have to be money in Melech. Dafki Melech and not the Shefet, and if we are money, Shefet not in Melech, we are Mani, it's the Raisei, because the Shefet cannot fulfill that objective of the Kavitz Kol Maseinu Yanigeinu. But at the time of Shmuel, who was there here to foreshadow? They're here to foreshadow it to a Shmuel Hanavi. Shmuel, he was the Shefet. And the Novi can be a Mani of Klal Yisrael. The money, the Enovi can be a money of Klal Yisrael because we see that the Rambam says that it's Kibush Rabbi either when it's done Al Di Melech or Al Di Enovi. So Memele, they were not Mechuyev at that time to be money of Melech because they had a money of Klal Yisrael and still they insisted upon the Melech. So that's why it was considered Navera. As a matter of fact, the Rosh Narambam means.
One says, now here it says, it doesn't matter. Here the writer says, it doesn't matter whether the meaning is this way or that way. But there in Yerushalmi,
Perkale, look at Loch Malacha Bates. Minu Melach Kirim Lechem Samoli. Shenema, Isi Sholach Adishem Shachacho Melach, Atolich Vikisa Samoli. Bachosa Zera Moli, Kidemis Libina Bais. Shenema Vaiki Yoshua Melach Bates, Adishem Yachom Misog Molivo, Vaima Melach Nosanovi, Onech Yish Bisaro. Miahasha, Komas Melach Mitzvo, Lomoloi, Rotsako Boku, Kishishoalu, Melach Mishmuel, V. Lifishoalu Pitarumis. Will Shualu Likaim Amitzvah, Elim Nishikotu Bishmuel Anovi. So, of course, you could say the Pshat and Rambam is the Kavone was not good. But it's not just that the Kavone was not good. It means, because if, let's say, they had been Mechoyer to be Mimane Amalek, in spite of the fact that they're here to form money was Shmuel Anovi, so then there would be a mitzvah, so without the kavanah, so what? I mean, the Gemara in here says, the Gemara at first says, Kishon Darka Hashem, Kishon Darka Hashem, Tzadikim Yochem Bom Pesh Mikosh Lomom, Moshul, so the Gemara at first, the Halamni said, Moshul Shnei Milodom. So they are both Tzeilei Lekom Pesach. One was Tzeilei Lekom Pesach, Ishi Mitzvah, and the other one not. So the one who is still in the Kom Pesach Lishem Mitzvah, the Gemara in Eliyahu says, so Yishon Darak HaLishem, and the one who didn't do it Lishem Mitzvah, but who did it because he enjoys eating the clay of the Kom Pesach, so Kvishim Yikoshlom. That's what the Gemara said in the Halami. So the Gemara is the Kashe, the one who didn't do it with Shemitzle, with Pavshe Mitzle, maybe the Lyoso Mitzle in Amufo, Peshim Korsle. So he was Mikhail Mitzle, all right, he didn't have the Papa Kavone. But he still was Mikhail Mitzle. So you call them Peshim. So maybe here too, the Pshat and the Rambam is not because they weren't motivated by the Mitzle of Sintas and Lechamara. So because of that, there should be, the Kavi Yochel should be angry at them because they didn't have the Papa Kavone. No, the Pshat in the Rambam is, since Shekotso Bishmuel Anovi, why did the Rambam emphasize Shekotso Bishmuel Anovi? So the Rambam, if the Rambam had meant because they didn't have the Papa Kavone, so the Rambam should say, will we show the Kaimel and Mitzvah, Elo Kideli is Kehoagol. After all, they said Kehoagol. Why do they say, the answer is because they are here to, if they are here to fall, Shefet would have been not in Novi, so then there wouldn't be any anger from the Kamiyot against them. Because, after all, what they did was a mitzvah. So they weren't motivated. They weren't motivated by the proper Kavon. But, so they didn't do a mitzvah la mufra, but peshim, korslo. The answer is, they are here to for shefet was in Novi. So when Novi is the shefet, then he is considered as the manik of Paul Yisrael Kigushecho. Kigushecho. Not just of so many yechim. Not just of 10 million yechim. So Meile, they were not Mechuyev. True, Shmuel did not have a Melech. He only was an analogous to the Melech in being a manik of Klal Yisrael Kibushechot. But in Melech he didn't have the Alochi of Mir, the Malchus Chayim Misa did not apply to Shmuel Anovi. But since the Chiyuv is based upon the fact, upon the objective of Yikavitz Kol Meseinu Yagenu, so when we have a Kibbutz Kol Meseinu and the Anogi of Klal Yisrael by Novi a Shefei, so there is no Chiyuv of Saint Tosimach. So Mimele, that's why the Kavi Yochum was angry with the Shefei. Alright, that's Pshat in the Rambam.
What is changing the structure of this Amigdash, even though there is aloche, hakel b'chsav...
Melech Muta, the thesis, Melech Muta. Tell me. Lomo nevash achov al nevez. Kimi shal yotzo limkel yikal. So the kashi is, why was achov nevash al nevez? Now, According to Mandoma, the column of Pashis Melach is Melach Mutabei. So Mimele, if it's Melach Mutabei, so Niveis was Mechuyev Alpidin to listen, to comply with the directive of Adam. Because Achoved is supposed to take away the canon of Niveis. Now, so if and Niveis defied Achov, so he was a mayor of the Malchus, and mayor of the Malchus is Chayiv Mis. If Achov, according to Mandoma, Kolomu Pashas Melech, Melech in Mutabei, so maybe we cannot say that Niveis was a mayor of the Malchus. Mayor of the Malchus is only Shayach when the Melech issues a directive that he has his chus to issue. But if the Melech exceeds his authority, if he issues a directive that Al-Pedin he does not have his chus to issue, so Melech, so the one who defies it is not the Melech Malchus. But according to them, the Mandoma, that Kolom Pashas Melech Mutabei, so Al-Pedin he had the authority to issue such a directive. To Niveis, that Niveis should turn over the Karen to him. So Mimele, if Al-Pedin had the authority to issue such a directive, so when the boys defined the directive, he was a mere Malchus, and a mere Malchus is high. Now, so first of all, we see one big Chiddush there. That the Aloche of Mir and the Malchus Chayiv Mise, even if the Melech is a Rosh, but if the Melech Al-Pedin has the authority to issue a certain directive. And this is defied, so the person who defies it has a din of mayor of the Malchus is Chayiv Mise. Now, so that's the discussion. Tein melomon ene shachav al neveis, kiv mishali rotzo, lim jalika. V'eit, di befeirika kekei same idea, the Ferik Akeli same idea. Koma, the Dobi Chual, im hoyo yochi lehachlif, dishin shal seirim Yisroel, losin with Nebemne. So the Gemara Akeli says that when Dobi was waging the war against the Plishtim, so he inquired from his Sanhedrin, now he wanted to take the Seirim shall Yisroel, Seirim shall Yisroel, to give to the cattle of the people, and that was necessary. I mean, for the war, and to repay the owners of the Seirim with the condition that they will take away from the Plishtim. So I mean, they'll get something better than Seir. So the question was whether he was allowed to do it. So the Sanhedrin said to him, Havei Rosho Zeilo Yoshivle. In other words, that when one gobbles the mummy of the other, even if he paid, he has the intention to compensate for the thing that he got. And pay more than what he took, so it's still same. It's still mazik and it's guest. Because also Lodom Mahatzil Asmi Mon Chavez. Aval Ato Melech Ato, U Melech Peret Ligera. That was the answer that was given by Sanhedrin. So the Sanhedrin did tell David HaMelech that in his capacity as a Melech, he had the right to take away the saving of the Israel. To give it away to the behemoths, to the cattle of the soil, and with the intention of repaying their owners with something better, with dish. But in his capacity as a melech, because melech period together, but otherwise he wouldn't be allowed. So what is the discussion? They feel that in the same year, come at the Dovichoali Moyoch, Rachel, Kishin shall be sailing, me Israel, losses before Behem Tay. So what is the Kashi after all? That was the answer that was given. That was given by the Sanhedrin. So what is the Kashi? No, the Kashi is this. The answer of the Sanhedrin was based upon which alone? of Melach Peres Vegeta.
So,
now, Melach Peres Vegeta, as I mentioned, I said that from the Chuvis Arashbun it's mashma that it also comes within the prerogatives of Parshin Shmuel. But the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam and the Rashbam and the Rabbasra, the Tzadik Tez, he mentions a special posik in the Torah of Miecho, a special posik.
Which primarily has reference to the Bisham. In other words, if somebody pulls out, let's say, a stone from the Azore, from the Bisham, so he's either about the Aisei, so the Rambam in the small Sivan, to the same
one. We view the room with Bobby Meacho. We do Beach Meacho. So the Sifri says, Ulbuti, Sum and Amitzvah Yom in Ismol. So that means, so be mitzvah is a hero who shover, we show Israel. I will be shoved for him, and he shoved we show Israel. So he's on a higher level. When it's a question of mitzvah Satoro, so there is no superiority in Melech. A Melech is in the same, on the same level as any Jew. There is no superiority and distinction before God in respect to mitzvah Satoro. But Bishor Dvorim, so Melech is superior to Shor Yisrael. We can only Melech Peres together. Melech Peres together. So the Rashbam, the Tzadik Basra says that where is it in that posik? The answer is because since he says Miecho, so it means Gadleyum Mishalecho. Just as the Gemara says the Rashi God. So that means that he has to be superior. So Melech Peres Ligel. He's not bound by the same Gdorim as other Jews. So the Rashbam mentions a special posik in the Torah regarding the Loch of Melech Peres Ligel. So we see that the Rambam, that the Rashbam Shite and the Rambam Shite, the Rambam, so he discusses the Halachas of Kolomon Pashas, Melach Melach Putabe in Perek Aleph, and then the Halach of Melach Perek together he discusses in Perek Hei. So we see it's a separate Halach. So, and the Rashbam Shite is also like that. So we see from all these the shaming that Melach Peres Ligeda has nothing to do with Parshas Melach in Shmuel. And even the Mandoma, even Rav, who says Kol Omer Parshas Melach, Melach also plays. But Melach Peres Ligeda, everybody agrees that this authority is vested in the Melach. So Melach takes his kashi is, here, according, there the Gemara said that the Sanhedrin responded to David, that he has the right to take away the Gdishim shall say them in Israel in order to repay them with the Adoshim of the Plishtim on the basis of the Aloha of Melach Peres Ligeda. But Melach Peres Ligeda is a special Aloha. It is not based upon the Parshas Melach. So it's a special Aloha. So it's mashma from that Gemara that the only reason as to why David was allowed to take the Seirim of the Israel is because of the special Aloha of Melach Peres Ligeda, which emanates from a posuk in the Torah. But not on the basis of Parshas Melech.
To walk in with the shoes.
So it's a kashe against Shmuel. According to Shmuel, we don't have to resort to the aloche of Melech Peres Ligeda on the basis of the Parshas in Shmuel. So he was allowed to do it. He's allowed to do it. V'yesh leima. The Parshas Melech. So Tesis has the number of Tesis. V'yesh leima the Parshas Melech. Sim hikach v'nosam avod 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 avod. That's one Tesis. Remember the shame in the Tesis. That in the Parshas Shmuel, the Parshas Shmuel only allows the Melech to take if he has to give it to the people, to his servants, but not to take it for himself. Not. And Achor wanted to take away the kerem of Neveis, use it for himself. So that he has no authority. If he had no authority, so Neveis was not a mirror of the Malchus. And one is a mirror of the Malchus if he defies a directive that the Melech is authorized to make. But if someone defies a directive that the Melech is not authorized to make, so then he's not a Melech. die beginnen om je jochelijkheid, die om je reet zijn. Aber die zo je scheer acho, ze jikro lei, hoshaf me wens, ze reshut bij jod eileen alleen. Maar we zien het niet bij de stad. It is a strange stack. So in other words, so thesis, the second tereti says, the inoch name, ifacho, hetzel, ifacho petzel, to, ifacho petzel, to invade. Now, I want you care, I need it for myself. And I'm not going to come and say for you before. Then, here the thousand was that. Here the thousand. But, Achof said, I want to buy it. I want to buy it. So, they said, you want to buy it from me.
Again, there was
in order that I should be magnet to you, so it requires my consent, it requires that magnet. I don't want to be magnet. The Rabbi Yehine is the kashe, but monefshe. Ivach of the right. Ivach of the right to tell the ways. Now listen, you give me your Karen, whether you like it or not.
So,
I want your Karen, then the ways will be in your mouth. So just because Acho, he was nice. In other words, he didn't say, you give it to me, but you sell it to me, and I'll pay you a good price for it. So why shouldn't he have the authority? Why shouldn't he have the authority to do it? That's Rabbi Yehine's kashe against this. Now, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the
according to the Rambam,
so Moshech, yes, because I know it. If he has the right to take it away without compensating it. So he certainly has the right to take it away and compensate it. He doesn't even have to ask him. You see, all he has to do is to take it away. And once he takes it away, then he can give him the money. He doesn't want to take it all right with nothing. So why? So in other words, if Achov had said, I'm taking your Karen whether you like it or not, you don't have to sell it to me. You don't have to make a legal transfer. So then the votes would be in the Malchus. If he had tried to stop. But just because Achov said, no, I don't want to take it away from you. And not come and see. I want to pay the full price for it. And they said, no, so it's not in
there.
How do we understand it? How do we understand it? So the answer is,
now, so the Gemara says,
now,
so the question is, how do we know?
There is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel whether Kol Omer Parshas Melech is Melech Mutavei or Melech Osot.
How do we know?
Now, why so one says Melech Mutavei, one says Melech Osot.
Why is it?
Nowadays, Aloche of Sintos Melech Omelech, and the Rambam says that implies that whatever the Melech tells the person to do, so he is mechuyev to comply.
How do we know that?
Without
so
any question,
uses it from the post.
He cannot argue with him. Well, I don't think that it's proper for me to do it. He doesn't have to ask questions. So I mean, if the Melech tells him to do something, he has to do. The Melech tells him the way Shlomo told.
No one knows. Maybe they
told.
Even though, I mean, there certainly would be a heter, because that's a hespichal rabbi. A hespich is not a hespichal rabbi, so even if it's a knesset, it's also. Certainly, it's a mikdash, it's also. But a hespichal rabbi is muta bevis a knesset. Now, hespich of a Moshiach and Yitzhi is certainly a hespichal rabbi. So, since it's muta bevis a knesset, perhaps it's muta bevis. In the Bisamigosh, I don't know. It could be that in the Sakneses, the Hefesh Rabbi is better than the Bisamigosh is also, because there is a higher degree of respect that we have to show towards the Bisamigosh than the kind of degree of cover and reverence that we have to show towards the Bisamigosh. So I don't know, maybe it's on
Bergimu has Moch Maloch and Chet. Koamir the Melach Yisroel. Yesh the Melach Yishus Lohom. Afin Gosa Alechot Mishorom. That's the way Shlomo told Shimi ben Gera. He should not go out. So how does Rav say Melech Osobei? But the Melech tells him. So he's mechuyev to comply. The answer is, when is there an iser of mirah de malchus, if the melech issued the directive that he's authorized to make. But if the melech issues directly that Al-Kadin is not authorized to make. So the Mele is not the Mele Malchus. So Rav says, in other words, that the Melech is not authorized to tell someone, I want you to be my cook. So if he's not authorized to tell a certain Jew, I want you to be my worker, to be my cook, you're a very good cook, I want you to be my cook. So Mele is not authorized, he doesn't have the schus to issue such a decree. So if somebody is told to do that service, so he has a right to defy that order.
This is what Teisa says.
Because Achov had the right. If Achov felt that he must have that character, so according to Mandoma, Kolomo Pashas Melech Melech Mutapei, he had the right to take
this kind of character.
He needs it. He needs that character. The other problem that he has are not good for him. This character is good for him. So he had the right to issue such a directive to the Nevoim. So since he had the right to issue such a directive to the Nevoim, so remember, when the Nevoim divided, he would be Mele Malchus. But Achov wanted to be a gentleman too, a fine person too, an enlightened despot, not just a despot. So Achov said, I don't want to take it from you, I want to buy it from you. I want you to sell it to me. Now, sell today is something that requires the asmakne. So he was not authorized to force someone to be makne. That is not one of his prerogatives. So that means that he was not, he issued the directive that he was not authorized to issue. Now, when the Melech issues the directive that Al-Kadin is not authorized to issue, the directive was that the boy should be man, so even though he doesn't fall. So he should change. So he should overpower his desires. The boy should overpower his desires and be man. Achov was not authorized to force someone to be married. That's not one of his prerogatives. And in as much as that is not one of his prerogatives, so the Mele, the boy had the right to define
itself. Is a heft of conversation.
No one is allowed to defy a directive given by a Melech that a Melech is authorized to make. But if the directive is not something that is authorized to make, so maybe he is allowed to defy such a directive. So he's not a Mele the Malchus. Alright. Veit Ishleima, the man as the Shishua Akera Masta Mizoi, נפיגו היו ניתן ירק מהמסקת שמותרם לתנות ועליו זה תירץ ונימותר רק בסוד יצורכי כבני עיר ואימה הוא כל כך אבל קרם נראה ישראל תאיצר היכל אחוב בשם נבו עד סבר את זה גן it's there is no הלוכה that one is allowed now one is מחויב to comply with all the orders of the Melech
when people are not.
In other words, it has to be only the directive of the Melech is something that is authorized to make. Because a Melech is certainly Pales HaTzibur. So the Melech, there is a Aloche, Vatzaveh,
Shifteich,
Beisai. So Azore Lipalis is Pales HaTzibur. And if Lipalis is Mati Leino, Yisehra HaTzibur, Shalim Shim Shemayim, so Eim Lechelek Mabot. So in other words, a Melech is a Parnes and Tzibur. So a Melech is not authorized Al-Kadin to make any arbitrary directive. I want you to jump. Suppose the Melech was calling someone and he'll tell someone, well, I heard that you are a terrific acrobat and you can make all kinds of somersaults. So I want you to make a somersault 100 times before all the people. Somebody who has a great deal of self-pride will say, well, I don't want to embarrass myself like that. So he will not be Mele Malchus because a Melech has no right to embarrass, to humiliate people just like that. If you do it, Lishim Shemayim will be a very important purpose in making that exhibition. Suppose the situation, the circumstances are of such character that there will be a Kiddush Hashem when a certain Jew will make his own. I don't know whether that's conceivable. So then he's authorized to make. But if the Melech does it, Shaloi Lishim Shamayim, at the expense of other Jews. So in Zemir, the Yisrael of Atzaves, Yishtecha Meisai, Me Azorah, Me Dayan, Me Palmes, not Dayan, Me Palmes, Melech is certainly Me Palmes. So that he has to be sameless as he will. So when he issues directives, it doesn't have to be because of his arrogance, it has to be because Shim Shamayim, for a purpose, the way Shlomo told Shimon ben Gera not to leave his house in Yerushalayim, because to meet out retribution for the Aveira that Shimon ben Gera committed when he cursed David HaMelech, so then Shimon ben Gera is Mechuyev. But when the Melech, out of arrogance, will tell a certain person, well, I want you to jump for me and to humiliate yourself. So the Melech is either a Nisea. He's, in other words, he's not seen on the Tzibur. He's not saying of the Tzibur came and is Hayene. So Mimele, if he's even the Yisrael, if it involves the Yisrael, the violation of the Yisrael, of Atzaves, if they can be Isayene, so he's not authorized to issue the directive. If he's not authorized to issue the directive, so the one who defies such a directive is not the Mirror of the Malchus. He's not the Mirror of the Malchus. So in other words, in the Parshe, so there is a list of things that the Melech is authorized to make. So, one of the things is that he can take away the Kromim, the Sodeis, the Zaysim of the people. But that only means if taking away, if that Sodeis is not, if that Sodeis is not of great importance. So he says, the Mutarad, Sodeis, Ochek, Meneir, the Loimayo, Konkach. Mashiachin, if it is inside the city, so then it is so precious to the Vedas. So such to take away such is that is so precious to the person, to the owner, he is not authorized to make. And if he's not authorized to issue such a directive, so Mele Neves does not become a mirror of the Malchus when he defies such a direction. Vedish Lema, the Dav to be so the Mikne, and also the Achudesh Yosh, my Vedish of Loi, Moshe Ishiv Neves, Cholimu Mititi Nachos Avichayim. Iname, the Parshas HaMelech, lo nemro rak al HaMelech shenimlach al kol Yisroel v'Yehuda. V'Yehuda, lo meisamokim, v'yachav lo molach al Yehuda, v'gam lo molach meisamokim. Now that is another thing. So many to use in this. But from this, Teres and Teisves, it's mashma, that one can have a din of Melech, even if he was not Nisman or Piyadit. Teisves only says, that the halachah of kol omur parshas melech mutar, these additional, these prerogatives are only vested in the melech that was nismaneh al pi adinu, al dinoi. But Achav was not nismaneh al pi adinoi, so mele he does not have these prerogatives. But, so it's mashma that he did melech he had, but these prerogatives he did not possess. But in Melech he had, if the sheet of thesis had been that inasmuch as Achav was not Nismane al Pinovi, so he had no din of Melech altogether. So why does thesis have to say, in Amiri Pashas HaMelech, in Emro, Rak al HaMelech Shenimlach al Kol Yisroel Yehude, Umeisamokim, V'Yachav Yimolach al Yehude, HaMelech Meisamokim. Let him say, not Pashas HaMelech, in Emro. He was no Melech.
That's how it appears.
He was no Melech. He was just the palace at Tzibo, that's all. He was the president. The president of Israel, Achav. Because he was no Melech. Melech has to be Nisman, al Pi Adibo. Now, the Shittas HaRambam means, the Shittas HaRambam, that's the Sifri. Same Tosim Melech on Melech.
Men did not mingle with women. They hardly, a man hardly met a woman. But now that men are accustomed to meet women, and they mingle with them, so mainly when one meets, he doesn't arouse any erotic feelings. I mean, this is...
Same to Simulach on Melech, as if Hashem will care for it. We care about her, to Simulach on Melech. We suck our message to Lech, we snore Hashem will care. So the Sifri says, as if Hashem will care for it, that's Pinovi. So the Rambam says in Amiri Melech B'Tchilo, Ella Alpi Bezen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yerushua Sheminoi Misharabim Bifnei, Uchishol Sheminoi Shmuel Bifnei, Sheminoi Shmuel Bifnei. So the Shit is the Rambam appears that this is Me'akiv. So one could not have a Chaliz Din Melech unless he was appointed. By the Bezen HaKadosh, with the consent of the Melech. What do Novi? Novi means Alpi Adil.
So
Novi means the Alpi Adil. Otherwise, he does not have a Din Melech. He does not have a Din Melech. Now the question arises, how is it that so that Kashi is raising the Rambam? You know, in Sainte mentions the Gabi Agrippus HaMelech. So it appears that Agrippus HaMelech in Maishen, he had the Din HaMelech, the Ashen, the Din HaMelech.
So it's not conducive, so it's not
so, some say, some Achrim give the Teretz on the Rambam, they say,
so
that in the Rabbonon, so the Melochim in Maishen, he had the Din HaMelech. But with the Reisen, so that's the Shin is Rambam, that with the Reisen, one can have the Din of Melech, only if it's a opinion, but if it's a opinion, so what is the Rambam? Achov was not the Melech. Now, I think I mentioned it. Achov, the Gemara in Zvochim says that what is Mechuyev to have Imes HaMalchus and to learn it out from the Yom, we are by Shanis is Nosno. So in other words, he gave comment to Achov,
because Shastah. So there is no Yisrael.
Achov was not the Din of Melech. The answer is, I think I mentioned it. Because Gemara also mentions the possibility in Shmeitz that indicates that Mish Rabbeinu gave God the power to power, so it's not that Chalit Din Melech. There is no Chalit Din Melech. Gabi Useilon, altogether. The answer is, there it doesn't mean Din Melech, it's Malchus. So Achav didn't have a Din Melech. But Malchus, Malchus, like the Malchus of Ume Seilon, he certainly had. So maybe we have to give comfort to any Malchus. Well, we destroy law, Ume Seilon. So, but according to the Rambam, Achav had no Din of Melech altogether. But Teisa Shite appears to be that he had Din of Melech. Teisa only says, the Parshas HaMelech in them were rak al Melech and Yulach HaKol Yisroel Yehudi Ume Seilon. So these privatities were not rested in Achav. But in other matters, he had it in of Melech. In other words, he had it in of Melech. Let's say in Kavid Alocha of Melech Peres together. So I hope he had it in of Melech Peres together. Not the Alochas of Kolomo Pashas Melech Melech Mutav, and these provided were not rested in Achav because he wasn't Nismar or Piyadim.
So the girls rate so much higher than
but the Sifri says, Ashiv Hashem Lekecho, go in the Din of
Melech. Even the girls, So
the Rambam in his paper, Sham Chumash, so he says, Sham in the Possibility, Ashi Yitzchad Shem Lekecho Boy, and the Yenis Nezir says, Urvitumin, it's the same thing, it means Alpi Adibu, so it doesn't make any difference whether the Melech is Nisman Alpi Novi or Nisman Alpi Urvitumin. So the Rambam says, the Pshat is, that if we have to be Mani Melech, So then, the Klal Yisrael, basically, have to inquire
that we see
of the Novi.
From the Novi, I mean the Yerushalmi, Bitumim.
So they have to inquire of the Novi and the
Yerushalmi. But the question is, what kind of a water?
But suppose there is no Novi, and there is no Bitumim, or suppose the Novi doesn't respond, the Bitumim doesn't respond.
It happened himself
in the time when there was no Urmitumim, so it happened in the time of the Shevetim, that there were many times the Urmitumim didn't respond. So then you can appoint, so the Bezen HaKadosh can appoint without the
Novi.
So in other words, so not being the Ashayim of the Rambam is not a prerequisite for the minimum of a Melech. In other words, if there is a Novi, so then we should be demanded without requiring from the Novi. But if there is no Novi, so then but the Bezen became without the Novi.
But
and
still
suppose there is a Novi.
It's ignited, disrespect.
And suppose the Jews were Sami Melech without inquiring from the Novi. So they were not Bezen Mitzvah. But the Melech is a God to Ramban. So that's the issue. That the Melech is.
Who cares? I mean, they don't care for the whole. So why should I call them? But the Chachamim were concerned about the peace of men. So the women, when men look at them, he was only going to gaze at them.
So it's not the role of the person.
But men are likely to look at them, even in a moment of grief. Because even in a moment of grief, so it's not conducive to istaklus, to heal. But to abotet, it's distracted they are. And even without abotet, they might become distracted anyway, even without abotet. So memele, sins that the tarubes of hanoshim linoshim is conducive to a distraction, so it's a heft of kalus reish. Even though it's not conducive to istaklus and to heal. So where it is conducive, let's say, b'deiris of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, as the Levush says, where men never met women. So if a man did meet a woman, so it was likely that he'll be aroused by erotic feelings. So then it was an isagomo to have it aruves aranoshim enoshim in any place, not after b'sakneses or b'shasatvilo, in any place, in a bus, in weddings, in every place. So it was an isagomo. But now that they are mugal anoshim, anoshim are mugal bin anoshim, they mingle with women constantly every day. So when there is a tarubes anoshim anoshim, so it's not likely to arouse erotic feelings. So maybe it's not osea, but there is a midas chassidus to avoid tarubes. Even now,
if the Gemara da chok from the bay, Omar is working.
But
התחילו מול השם על יני, שנאמר ויש שפשתי מעל כיסן שם, ובצאי כמול החלת החתים.
So it's not proper to make it fine to away. But in the success of the
peace, even now,
to avoid the Chalut HaMashiloshim, because it is a heft of Chalut HaMashiloshim, it is not the kind of Chalut HaMashiloshim that is Al-Pidin Osa. But
since it is a
heft of a very mundane experience, so Mimele, there is a
Chassidus
to avoid it.
But, not also.
So, this is what the Gemara said.
So, his authority was recognized in other countries also. Not only Yisrael.
The
Lipsei, we more achel al Yisrael.
Because,
but then, later on,
so there is not Misa Mikdosh, but there is a Midas
Chassidus. Because there is Misa Paspare, Misa Nashim Nachir.
All right, so now,
so
there is no Stira between the Gemara in Sukkot, El
al Yerushalayim. What does it mean? It means
now,
the other cities in the Israel, the Jews rebelled against Shlomo. That's what the Abramah says. They didn't recognize his authority.
Because it's
Kalusreish
without Shlomo.
So he says Melech Yerushalayim, not Melech Yisrael. So there was a certain time in the reign of Shlomo when, except Yerushalayim, so all the other Jews did not recognize it.
I mean, I think that this is a
significance in the halacha. It's not just a historical fact. Because the Yerushalmi here says that Kol Shisha Chadoshi, that David was Bereach Mipnei Absholim Bnei, so then the majority of the Jews were on the side of Absholim, not on the side of David. Even though Absholim and those who helped him to rebel against David were all merely Mimalchus and the Ohio Misa over there. But the fact was that they rebelled against David, they did not recognize his authority. So Rehoyodovit Mischapei Beisirotohet. Now the halacha is nosiki yachto, so he brings a soil. A head yet, if he's even an avir, she is bekoret b'sheyi. So then he brings a kisvo isiro, but in nosi, so brings a soil. Nosi means a melech. So, but the shishah chadoshim, when David was bereach neav sholeim,
So,
so
we see from this that when the majority of the people don't want the Melech, who was Nimshach al Mashiach Hashem, so he doesn't have.
So he says, what was the purpose of the?
He doesn't have the Melech. He could say that it's not that he doesn't have a din of Melech, ligamre, but only ligabi da'aloche of Soya. Because the more in here he says that the Rebbe said to Reb Chiya, ki yinani ma'u b'soya. Now Nosi, to our Kobisi, the Melech is called Nosi, and the Nosi of Sanhedrin is called Nosi. Now we got the love of Nosi Bamchol Yisoya, so the Rambam says that it has reference to Melech and to the Nosi of Sanhedrin. So if one will be Mikale, the Nosi of Sanhedrin, he will be the love of Nosi Bamchol Yisoya, besides the love of Zikal Cheresh, that one is even when Zikal any Jew. So that love of Nosi Bamchol Yisoya deals not only with Melech, but also with Sanhedrin. So, and they said, "Ligabi da'aloche of Soya." So, does that also have reference? Nosi kiyachad of the Tausch, Nosi kiyachad, if he brings the Soya, does it have reference only to Melech, or it has reference to the Nosi of Sanhedrin? Rabbi was the Nosi of Sanhedrin.
We see that by Klai.
The Sanhedrin. So Reb Chiya said to Rabbi, in other words, the Ligabi, the Aloha of Soya, so there it means that the Melech, not the Nosef Sanhedrin. Because Nosef Yerko, so we have the one, Shein with my love, Gabo, Fela, the Shem of Kong. So the Melech is the highest authority. There is no one that is higher than he. So I mean, everybody is subordinated to him. Mashiach, Nosef Sanhedrin. So there is one. So the Rosh Kodesh in Bavel has more authority than Nosef Sanhedrin. So Mila Nosef Sanhedrin is not only Milo Al Gabo Falak Levipol. So it could be that this Alochem of Yerushalmi, this Alochem of Yerushalmi here is. That kol shisha chadoshi shehoyo dobi bereach mipnei apsholim bnei hoyo mischapir b'siro b'kisvo b'siro b'hedye. So it's not the aloche in regard to all the melech. Maybe even the melech against whom the people revolted, rebelled. So he still has a din of Melech. But here, Ligabi, so here, so there is a Aloche Shein Limayu Al Gabo, Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mainly, if the people revolt, he doesn't have, I mean, de facto, he's not a Melech. So he's only a Melech, the Jew, I mean, the people revolted against him. So mainly, he's not higher than so here, because he does not come within the category of Eli Maival Gabo Velakovich Bolstens, all the people have with him, Mashenkin Ligabe, all the other Yonim of Melech, maybe even if the people revolted against him, he still has it in of Melech. But only Gabi Soyo, he could say that. I think that the Carneiro on here is assumed, I think so, and it's a long time that but I think that the Carneiro on here is assumes that the Pshat Yerushalmi is that the whole Khalid Din of Melech is Pekah, if the people revolted against him. As a matter of fact, from the Lashon of the Yerushalmi in Chrises, first
theory.
It's mashma like. And the lotion of the Ramah here.
So either it's with Isa or it's with Abba. But where is the mocking against Tahus and Noshim Noshim Bishasatvilo where it's not Bisakneset?
Will it say? So the Ramah mentions that at first he was Molech Halel Yehin. So, and then, because of his Averes, Molachelal Yisrael, Kishmishovu, Yomim Velikozabe. Now the question is, Monefshach. Why the Gemara says that there were certain stages? Now, at first, his authority was even over Yehi. Because of his Avera in marrying Vastare, so Molach or Tachtenim, but it means that he had authority even over the Mesela, not just over Yisrael. Because of his Avera, because of his sins. And then, Lipseif with Molach al Yerushalayim. So the question is, why so many stages? So Molefshech, if it was a punishment against Shlomi for his Averes, so the moment he was not so Vaspare, so he should have been only Molach, Molach HaKal, Tosei, Al-Hakal, why stages? So Rama says, because Minashomayim, they warned Shlomo. It was Shlomo received the warning. In other words, when it was Nisi Paspari, so his Ashpoyo Vorelim sees. But he still remained Melech with authority over the Umiseilom as well. But then, after a certain interval of time had expired, and Shlomo did not do Tshuveh, Kiryu Shavu Yomru Velechazavei, for the Avere of Meri Vespare, so Molech Al Yisrael would laugh. Shenema, Ani Kelesu Yisi Melech Al Yisrael. But then again, he still was not Chazeya, so we say Molech Yerushalayim, Shemodu, Sheves Yisrael. Shemodu Sheves Yisrael.
But originally, before the change was what was after with some ignorance.
Then the Gemara says, "I will save for Molach Ela Omitosei." What does it mean? Omitosei, because Ashmeda threw him off.
One was inside Azor and the other one
threw him off the throne. Ashmeda. Now, so it doesn't have to mean Ashmeda. It doesn't have to be. Someone who came out from under the earth. I mean, it's usually assumed. I don't think that Chazal, that this Maimah Chazal, about the story about Ashmedai has to be interpreted literally. Ashmedai represents the evil forces. So there is always an Ashmedai. In every generation there is an Ashmedai. And there is more than one Ashmedai. Or maybe it's the same Ashmedai, but he manifests himself. The Ashmedai manifests himself in different ways. Ashmedai represents the evil forces. We have Ashmedai all over. All over Shira, we also have an Ashmedai. So the Ashmedai, the evil forces, threw him off power. So Memele, he had no authority. So we say we Molach Ela Omitosei. What does it mean Omitosei? That means that even the Jews of Yerushalayim did not recognize his authority. But who recognized his authority? Only his Mishpacha. And that's called Mitosei. We say, Chazal say, Yaakov mitosei shleimo, because the other of us, Avraham and Yitzchok, so they had descendants that were not able to be Hashem. But Yaakov mitosei shleimo.
That was
so mitosei means the mishpacha. So that means there was a time when the Jews all over the soil did not recognize the authority of Shlomo, and the Jews in Yerushalayim did recognize. And then, even the Jews of Yerushalayim were merit against Shlomo. But who recognized his authority?
So I mean, this is only his Mishpacha.
Shenemar Yisosi Shal Yishleim. Seif Limolach Ela Omakla. Makla, what does it mean? And his case? How can one be a king over his case? So, what it means, what is the case? What is the purpose of the case? The purpose of the Makel is to support oneself. In other words, Shlomo, even after he was thrown off the throne, and his authority was not recognized by anyone, even by his Mishpach, it wasn't recognized. So you could expect him that he'll lose his balance. So, no, he never lost his balance. Shlomo remained. His personality remained a royal personality.
So that's what it means, our makri. Shenema, vizeho yochel ki mikol amor. Rav, in other words, never lost his balance. As a matter of fact, at the end of the first period, as an answer, this is kashi. Rav yitches amid alef. Sam talim, sor alofim, sor emili, sor hamishim, sor asori, sor alofim. So sor alofim sheshmei, sor emili sheshes alofim, sor hamishim, sor dimosaram. So so the question is, so there was more than Sheishes Ribe. So than Shishim Ribe. So there was more than Shishim Ribe. The answer is, and that is mentioned by the Sheni. The answer is that when born was the Sorei Alofi, so it means that the Sorei Alofi ruled over 999 Jews. And together with himself, with the Tsar Elif himself, there was a thousand. Because in order that one should be competent as a leader over others, he must have the capacity to rule over himself. If he's not a Meshel Beruche, he's not Kirish B'Yitzchak, he's not a Tsar over himself, he cannot be Tsar over others. So this is the pshat.
So because of that,
in the Gemara, the Ripsei, Loi Molach Al Makhlei, even the Nash Medai, threw him off the throne, so one would expect he would lose his balance, but he remained the king over himself. He remained the king over himself. So Ripsei, Loi Molach Al Makhlei, and that's called Makhil. Makhil is the support. He maintained his full balance in the same way
over himself,
as he maintained his balance while he had authority over Tachtenim and the Yen. So what is Gain Day? So Gain Day, so that is Talise.
One of his officers to kill him.
Now, then another shot that Gain Day means the Kli Cheres, the Karodes, the Raches, the Rachets. That's probably the Rach Pshatet, because the Rach usually follows the Pshatim of Rabbi Goyim. So Kor Sheichu. So according to Rashi, Gain Day means his talis, it means his begging. He's begging.
He didn't protest according to Moshe. So Mimele, he was not.
And according to Rabbi Goyen, it means his car, his dish, from which he ate. Now what does it mean? Was a melech over his baguette? Now there is a aloche that melech yofi tachazen l'inechom. So if a melech is mechuyev to b'nei kovet ba'as, to deport himself in dignity, I mean the way he dresses, the way he acts,
position of leadership,
and the way he washes himself, everything, that's aloche of melech b'yofi, chazen l'inecho. So he's mechuyev to deport himself in dignity, to deport himself in dignity. Now, I mentioned before that there are two. One thing is certain, that's mefurash in the Yerushalmi in here. That's mefurash in the Yerushalmi in here.
So even if he didn't become involved in the deen,
that kol is a shisha chodoshim shehu yodov itbereach and have sholim play, so mischapei abis kivso usiro kehele. But there are two possible pshat. Either the pshat is that when the people revolt against him, he does not have the authorities of
Melech.
Or that it's only aloche ligabe soy, because there we have, there is a din of Sheil Limaila Gabe Elo. So if the people revolt against him, so he's not with my law, he has no authority whatsoever, he has no power whatsoever. So, but regarding the other aloches of Melech, maybe his name, let's say regarding the aloche of Mered Malchus Echayev Mise.
So we understand
that. Mered Malchus Echayev Mise. So, Mered Malchus Echayev Mise. So maybe that is Shaya. Or,
that all the dream of Melech, all the prerogatives of Melech, if the people revolted against
him. So he says,
but one thing is mistaken. Even if you assume, as I think, I mean the Pshat in Yerushalmi, that if the people revolted against the Melech, so he doesn't have the prerogatives of Melech, but the Halishem Melech in the Gavre is still with him.
So David HaMelech said,
the Halishem Melech in the Gavre is still with him. In other words, there is a loche of Nosi Bam Chol Yisrael.
So he said,
so if one is Mikal Melech of Yisrael, so he's the only one left.
This is like a fetch.
But if he's Mikal Melech or the Nosi of Sanhedrin, so he's in a Tulab, the lab of Mikal Cheresh and the lab of Nosi Bam Chol Yisrael, if he's Mikal Melech. So that has nothing to do with the prerogatives of Melech. That has to do with the Halishem Melech and the Gavre. He's a Melech, he's in us.
Did it happen to us?
So even if we say that the Pshat in Yerushalmi in Eir Yisroel, that the Shisha Chodoshim, so he had no authority as a Melech, so that's only regarding the Haloches. Regabi Abbas, regabi the Haloche, that Mirim B'Malchus Yechayit Nise, and so regarding these halachas, so if the people revolted against him, so he does not have the melech. Regarding others, but the melech himself has a halach melech. After all, he was nishach. He was nishach of the novi. He was a melech of the nachol of the novi. So he is a melech. So the halishem and the gavri is not fucked. His authority is regarding others, anyone else who is married in him should be mechuyev. He said that now, but the Halishem Melech in the Gavre is not spoken, and it's mistaba like that. Because now the question arises, now Ashmi died through of Shlomo from his throne, and he has no authority whatsoever. Now, if we say that the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that he does not have any authority of Melech al-Pedim in order to have authority of Melech al-Pedim, so he must be Melech de facto. But if he doesn't enjoy any authority, the people revolted against him. So al-Pedim, so he's not even Melech the Jew. Even Tzias, he cannot enforce his authority. So the question arises, and if we are going to say that the whole Halishim Melech and the Gavre was also part, David, after the Shisha Chodoshim and Shlomo, let's say according to Mandoma, that Melech had it Umelech, so he was reinstated into authority, into power. So he should have had another Mashiach. Another move by Besnagot, if the whole Halishem Melech was forgot as a result of the revolt by the people, it's not mentioned in Shmuel that after the Shisha Chodoshim, after he attained the victory over Avshalom and his Avshalom's men, that there was another Mashiach of David. And certainly not mentioned that Shlomo had another Mashiach.
So that was why I didn't mention that. So he could not.
But according to Mandoma, Melech had it to Melech, so he should have had another Mashiach. Another Minu. Another meeting by Novi, by Pesnagoro.
Still not appointed king.
If the whole Halishim Melech was forgot. So obviously, no matter what Pshat he says in Yerushalmi, here is. Whether the Yerushalmi in Eiyos is limited only to the halacha of Soya, because there is a din of Shein Maila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it applies to all the other authorities of Melech also. But it only applies regarding the halacha of Melech in respect to others. But if de facto no one recognizes his authority, so Maila all the dinim is authorities of Melech sees. Mashenikin, the Halishem in the Gavre, the Halishem Yossi that the Melech has. He was appointed by Novi, by Beznagoro, so that is never proper. We got the law of Moshe Baruch Hu Bishoya, so even during the Shisha Hadoshi, if somebody cursed, let's say, I mean, Shimon ben Gera cursed him, called him Betes. So he was the law of Moshe Baruch Hu Bishoya also. Shimon ben Gera cursed him, he was one of the, he was one of the leaders in the revolt. So he certainly was able to laugh because as a result of Shimon ben Gera's revolt, so the majority of the people revolted against him. So he certainly, so Shimon ben Gera had a deal of Mirab Malchus, I mean that's mentioned, because he was one of the leaders who incited the people against Zohi. But let's say after the rebellion was in full swing, So even if you assume that Dovich did not have all the authorities of Melech, but the love of Moshe Baruch Hu Bishoya, anybody who cursed him, so was even. Why? Because the Halishem in the Gavre was not proper. The Halishem in the Gavre was not proper. So in other words, when the Gemara says, so it's not only expressive of the behavior of Shleimei, that Shleimei reported himself like a Melech. Our community still had a Halishem, there was a Halishem Melech in the Gavush. Alright, so then, Chadomar Gendei. So what does it mean, game day? Game day means the beggar, according to Rashi. That means not only that he dressed himself. Game day is the beggar, the talents, the beggar. Now a beggar has to dress himself. So he has to dress himself in dignity. So that means that Al Pidin, he had to be dressed in dignity, because the Halishem Melech was certainly not proper. Now, then there's another pshat, and I go in the Rach, that it means the Kare.
That if somebody walks out of the house,
that it means the Kare. What is the Kare? Kare means, in letters of Achille, he was named like a Melech. Now, that the pshat is, because there is a Gemara,
I'm going back to the house, I'm not going to work, it's a bad omen. So it's even about the eyes of the national. So in other words, you're not allowed to make any omens. So how could they? And apparently it was a common practice to keep such a couch as a source of good fortune. So it's allowed the eyes. So the Ram says, no, we can't explain the Gemara like Rashi, that it was used as an omen. That's a longer answer. But it means that was used as an indication, as a symbol of effort. In other words, the people of the house, the members of the household, needed a certain number of couches, of beds, of chairs, benches, and no more. So then, over and above, the couches that they needed, and which they used for sitting, for sleeping, for relaxing, so they had an empty couch, which was not used by anyone. It was empty. It was never used by anyone. So that indicated that the people of the house are affluent. So that is not involved in the Yisrael of Luis Nach.
Now there's Aloche of Arbon Dorim that are not chal. So one of the Arbon Dorim, so Rebbe Yaakov says, is neither is a good one.